I don't think I just keep that. I don't know what we're doing. I don't think it's going to bring myself to present the sign of me. I left from binding this from my life, and I will die same with that. Whatever, but when it comes to getting a sign of me, I don't think I'm at this time. I'm not going to go around here.
Well, you know, like when we were finding the other day that the doctor was reading that sent Mr. Beckles, Joseph Beckles, to talk to him about doing something very sensitive for the government. And then this other chap came out, trying to make a reform, and he was a reform. And there is a conspiracy that has been launched against us. And we just want to put some proof that on September the 6th, that was like September the 6th. And it all came out in the afternoon with
and I don't do this on a phone like this. I don't.
Okay, well, this other gentleman that says Pivot, he was.
I know nothing. I know him personally. I also know the person.
And this Mr. Blackman, the
Blackman,
that they did not present any documents or legal documents.
I'm moving, to be honest.
Yeah.
And
and be and we'll walk with it. I think they tend to think of it. But if someone comes and says to you, a police person, can you just sit in transport from talk to the family? And just give me a chance. I come to that position to you and know I can't provide them a chance here. What I want is, I want a child at least, whether or that I should or that I should not be a certain service. So if somebody is speaking to comedy and I want to go for more
here, look at our situation. We have been told by this time, we have enough to do it. But when we ask someone to produce a simple document as an ID, and a gentleman refuses to do so, you know, a uniform is a uniform. I go out to a private consistent and purchase a uniform. And masquerade myself off as anything I want. You know, and you witness him refuse to show us. And if he is from the Ministry of Home Affairs, if he is in fact a legitimate person, why then would he refuse to show us ID? And then he used you. He used you. And you have no prior knowledge of this problem.
That means that I think we're going to keep walking because then this thing is happening at the same time. And I am left.
You left hanging with your pants down.
That's what it is.
But if you remember,
somebody would want to say, no, I'm very practical with somebody. I'm a very practical and logical person. And I expect people in general to be honest. And the situation that I find myself, then present. I think you make an analogy so you can see that I'm quite fucked up. It's that you want to be, I knew the person who stuck out in your hand. I'm your youngest. I'm your senior, and I was your pastor. I took some conversations, right? I'm not seeing that because, but you've never been shown me any kind of identification, but then I know nothing about you. I was wrong. And if I present a similar thing to you, I knew quite more than you had education, and maybe it was wrong for me. Here's where I find myself in a very awkward situation in this.
So, you didn't give an hour, Barbara.
But I would like it to be clear on the subject. That whatever I do there, I mean, in the industry.
Well, we understand it. We understand it. And we would not come back to this stuff if you were involved in some kind of situation. We would not come back requesting your assistance. And that makes no sense at all, you know, because you know, it's just a thing, but, you know, the point that I was trying to make was that this gentleman used you as a reference point. He says, when I come out with this gentleman, you know him, when I come out if I wasn't right.
Yeah. But that doesn't have to
be good. So all we want to do is we don't want anyone to tell any lies on us, and most definitely we don't want anyone to tell any lies on Guyana, how beautiful it is. And people will get this kind of thing. And we're still in the midst of a revolution. We need not deal with the guns and all this kind of stuff. And we're still in the midst of a revolution. And people will do anything they can to tear down a socialist situation. So, and we just want to preserve this type of thing. I thought it was so strange when you asked for what I did. I mean, if you didn't show it. You were just so vehement. You made the routine so vehement. If I tried to sing, you wouldn't have thought anything about it.
That morning, Joseph Beckles,
the producer, is not here. Something I always go along with. I never leave it to work anything. My ID, my driver's license,
right.
My party card, and then all these other things.
Right.
You get the question.
But these are
the things that I don't want to put in there. There will come a point in time, you know, that, you know, somebody will just sort of figure it out. something just for the sake of being difficult.
Yeah.
Why are we driving some bullets for the sake of being difficult? Police are just for the sake of being difficult. You know I'm a driver, I'm a licensed driver. We're just for the sake of being difficult. So there, stop here. Can I have the license? I don't have the offense I've committed.
Right.
Because I am not going to be supposed to work with it.
That's right.
Because I'm supposed to work with it. Even though I have a phone that was made by having it there, it's an offense I've committed.
And if you're out on official business, delivering some official papers, you're supposed to also walk with it, right?
But you're not going to come into my phone and your car. No. Only. No. Be with them. I understand your point.
In fact, if you said that you would be more than willing to say this again, if you would be.
Yeah, I'm a more than one.
Oh, good.